Hi, I'm Al Woods of Woods Recruiting, and I want to talk about the recruiting process and how critical it is. I think about this for a moment. Student athletes need representation. I don't think that a student athlete and, more importantly, their parents combined should tackle the challenges of the college recruiting process alone. So think about this for a moment. Let's say you were in a car accident. You didn't really get hurt, but your car got smashed up a little bit. So obviously you would go through your insurance agency, you know, to get your car fixed, but then you want to collect some damages for maybe a possible injury, or someone would just need to pay for this or whatever. And you're going to go after the other person's insurance company as well. But you wouldn't do it on your own. As an individual, you wouldn't personally challenge the other guy's insurance company without representation. You would seek out an attorney whose responsibility would be to handle that because they've done it 1,000 times. They're going to know the ins and outs of this process, and their job is to get you the most money for the damages of your car and possible injury you may or may not have had. Okay, so recruiting is the same way. You wouldn't tackle the recruiting process by yourself because you've never went through it. This is not a game of chance. This is serious business. College coaches know what they're doing. They know how to recruit. They know what they're saying. They know the kind of scholarship you're going to get or whatever the case may be. These are going to be things that are going to be confusing to parents and student athletes because many of them, you know, you haven't gone through the recruiting process, but the first time. This is your first time going through it. So you don't know exactly what to do. So what I see a lot of times in recruiting is where it's because it's so confusing and there's so much information to gather at one time, many parents of student athletes will just delay the process, push the process to the side, possibly even push that process off to somebody else to handle. Delaying the process, knowing that it is really your responsibility, but they're kind of hiding in the closet about tackling the challenges of recruiting because it is very challenging. So that's a problem. So the point of all of this is that if you don't have proper representation, you're going to waste valuable time. Okay, you're going to burn up a lot of time. You're going to waste money. A lot of people, a lot of parents, they'll spend money on sending their kid to camp thinking that's the best way to get recruited. They're going to be seen by college coaches, so they think, and then they're going to get recruited. Well, this is not American Idol. This is recruiting. And sometimes that process doesn't always work. So, proper representation. The best thing to do is to be represented by someone who is going to find as many college programs as possible, get your video, your athletic profile, your academics, all that important and valuable information into the hands of college coaches and do it consistently and in such a way that it grabs the attention of a large number of college programs. So, proper representation. It's like a professional athlete and they've just turned pro. They're going to get an agent. The agent's job is to get them the best contract possible. That's their job. The athlete and the athlete's family, they don't know anything about contract negotiation or taxes or contract law or anything like that. That's what the agent does. That's what the agent knows about. The agent went to college probably for sports management or took sports management courses or has a degree of some kind in sports management, or they have done this hundreds of times with other athletes, so they understand the process. So we are having out here in this recruiting process, we're having a lot of parents and student athletes who are going out there all alone, taking on the college recruiting process, and they don't know what they're doing, and they're ending up getting college programs that are maybe beneath their athletic ability. Maybe they were a Division I kid and they ended up playing Division II or Division III. Maybe they were a Division II kid and ended up with nothing. You know, I mean, beneath your athletic ability, you're 6'6", got a pretty good game, but you're only hearing from Division III schools. You need proper representation. You ran a 4.3 40 in high school on the football team, but the only schools that have reached out to you are Division II schools, NAIA schools, and D3 schools. And maybe you think you have a shot at Division I. But without proper representation, no one's going to know your name at the Division I level. So I think it's critical. I think it's important. I think it's a wise move for student athletes and their parents to seek out proper representation when it comes to the recruiting process. Now think about this. This is my last point. You only get one chance to go from high school athlete to college athlete. One chance. That's it. If you screw up that one chance, you don't get a second chance. It doesn't work that way. Think about that. Al Woods, Woods Recruiting, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.